This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to raise the penalties on fentanyl has passed the state house. The bill would make it a felony to knowingly have 1 gram or more of the drug. Republican State Representative Terry Carver says it doesn't go far enough.
This bill, as it's written today, is not strong enough. It will not turn the corner, members, on the tsunami of death heading our way.
Critics argue any felony possession criminalizes people who need help with addiction. The bill now goes to the state senates. Colorado schools have new state guidelines for handling large-scale emergencies. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The guidelines lay out the steps schools should take in crises like the death of a student, a natural disaster, or an active shooter situation. Jefferson County School District's John McDonald says there have been 10 school shootings in Colorado since 1999.
We're seeing the same failures over and over again. It has to get better. We have to do better.
Schools would identify crisis team members, train staff on crisis situations, and make active shooter drills standard practice in all schools. The guidelines also outline mental health resources to help communities after a tragedy. Organizers say Colorado's guidelines are the most comprehensive in the country. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
In Mesa County's largest school district, a cyber attack may have compromised students' personal information. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
District 51 Superintendent Diana Serco says the data breach was of a school software called EduClimber, which helps keep student records like grades and reports. Student names may have been accessed, as well as information regarding their academics, behavior, enrollment, learning accommodations, and demographics. Social Security numbers and financial information were not included. At least two other districts across the country were also impacted by the attack. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A new trail project is under construction in Parker, southeast of Denver. It will connect the Cherry Creek Trail and High Plains Trail networks, creating one of the largest walking and biking routes in Metro Denver. This is CPR News.